Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you my favorite songs, and I get to hear them too. I sit and listen to each song and just love it. This is my trip each week. I have more fun picking out the songs and listening to them than almost anything else I do. So, and I get to share them. And I know that there's some people out there listening, at least sometimes. The first, I've got a lot of country music tonight, a lot of rhythm. And a few, I don't have any real wombats. Wombats are my excuse to put in oddball things. That's the wombat part of the title. Any strange reading, I might tell a joke, something that's not just an ordinary recorded song. But most of what I got tonight is recorded songs. I'm starting off with a country song, How Do You Like Me Now by Toby Keith. In general, I don't like songs about pride and arrogance and one-upmanship, and I avoid them. Somehow this one got through my filters. It's Toby Keith is singing about the girl in high school who was the valedictorian and looked down on him. Treated him like dirt, I get the impression, and laughed at him when he went off to Nashville. And now Toby Keith is a big country star, so he's able to say to her, hey, sweetie, how do you like me now? And that's the name of the song. So here it is, How Do You Like Me Now?
So under your number I wrote call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
How do you like me now? He really gets his point across. We're going to go back a ways now to 1950. Hank Williams sings, Why Don't You Love Me? I'd never heard this song till a week or two ago. In growing up, my father was in the U.S. Army, and we lived overseas a lot. We were in England and in 1950, and then I was in Venezuela all through high school, so I have giant gaps in my musical background, some of which got filled in by the Armed Forces Network and American radio and stuff. But I didn't know this song, but apparently it was very well known at the time. It's called Why Don't You Love Me by Hank Williams. Hank Williams is one of the greatest artists of our time, country music. Died young, died at 29, I think, but still had one of the biggest impressions on country music of any singer, any era. And when I played this song for my friend Phyllis, she began to sing it. She knew it by heart, and I think many others do too. And the song following it is kind of a modern version of the same theme. So, Why Don't You Love Me by Hank Williams.
Well, why don't you love me like you used to do? How come you treat me like a worn-out shoe? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing and a long, long while. We don't get nearer, further, closer than a country mile. Why don't you spark me like you used to do? And say sweet nothings like you used to coo. I'm the same old trouble that you've always been through. So why don't you love me like you used to do? So many faults with me. Somebody's changed, so let me give you a clue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing and a long, long while. We don't get nearer, further, closer than a country mile. Why don't you say the things you used to say? What makes you treat me like a piece of clay? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do?
That was Why Don't You Love Me by Hank Williams from 1950. He died at age 29. By the time he died, he was heavy into alcohol and some drugs. Too much talent, too young. Now, the next song is the same story. It's called Oh Darlin', Why Don't You Care For Me No More? It's from 1986. It's from a group called the O'Kanes. And it's a way of looking at how much music changed. Hank's song was incredibly simple and straightforward compared to this. This is much more complex, complex rhythms, complex instruments. But still, the basic story is the same. And I don't know which one I like better. I like them both a lot. So this is Oh Darlin', Why Don't You Care For Me No More?
I still dress the way I dress. I don't understand. Oh, darling, still do what I do. I still am what I am. I don't understand. Oh, darling, why don't you care for me no more? Oh, I still love what I love. I still want what I want. I don't understand. Oh, darling, why don't you care for me no more? Oh, darling.
That was the O'Kanes and Oh Darling, Why Don't You Care For Me No More. Staying in the country theme, we're going on to Louisiana Saturday Night. Really, this is more Cajun than country. It's by Mel McDaniel, and I looked him up. It says that he was a quintessential happy song man. Instead of many country songs, like the last two, are about broken hearts, you know, and another somebody done somebody wrong song. But apparently Mel McDaniel, his songs were mostly happy songs, and this is one of them. It's got a good Cajun beat to it, and it's going to be followed by Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight, another Cajun song. This one by the Oak Ridge Boys. So here's Mel McDaniel singing Louisiana Saturday Night, and I think it's a party we'd all like to go to.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come my kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. My brother Bill and my other brother Jack. Belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light. Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman bed, have a little fun when we. It's Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
That was Louisiana Saturday Night by Mel McDaniel. And now we're going to Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight from 1979 by the Oak Ridge Boys. It was originally written by Rodney Crowell and sung by him. Emmylou Harris did a version of it. And the big hit came when the Oak Ridge Boys did it. It was their second number one country single. So their career was just beginning. And it's another, it's not as happy a song, but still, it's all about, you got that Louisiana feel to it. Hope you like it.
Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so broken hearted. She said, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go, round and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time, he'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. She said, never have an on it when it felt so good. Never have a knew it when I knew I could. Never have a done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down. Anything goes, it's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. The stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lengthy speeches. There ain't
Well, that was Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight. Boy, she had to get out of there, I guess. Now we're going to have a little transition song because we're moving into some lighter things. The next song is called Arizona Star. It's by Guy Clark. He wrote it and performs it. Guy Clark is one of my favorite musicians. He's, I'd say, pretty much country, Texas country, but really Guy Clark is his own genre. Some of his songs are just fantastic. I've played him on the show before. He was in Bristol about a year and a half ago at the Paramount Theater, and I went and got a big kick out of it. He's my age. Maybe he's getting on, but he can still do it. And when he was young, he turned out just a raft of great songs. Many people covered his songs. I hadn't heard this one before until recently. It's about, I think, a young woman who splashed into Nashville and just made a big hit on the scene. Nobody really knew what she did or who she was, but she was the Arizona Star. You've all been in situations where somebody shows up, the new kid on the block, and they just impress everybody. Well, I think that's what she did. That's the impression I get from this song. See what you think.
T'was in the town of Nashville in the year of 75. This Arizona star, she just fell out of the sky. She was shining like a diamond. She had tombstones in her eyes. She liked drinking, she liked smoking, she liked dancing in the aisles. was a prima donna, part-time Southern belle. Man, she should have been an actress, oh, she played the part so well. She might have been a singer, but you really couldn't tell. She was Arizona star, and she was born to give them hell. When you're cool, the sun shines all the time. Rosie always kept her shades on to keep from going blind. She was cool, she was out there so far. She was nothing less or nothing more than the Arizona star. Sword and wore purple tights, and they hung out every night. Oh, I'm talking about a circus man, I'm talking about three rings, and there was four or five clowns and a washing machine. Oh, she never met a stranger, as far as I could tell. She was the Arizona star, and Jim McGuire, he knew her well. She made real an oxymoron, she made mirrors, she made smoke. She had a curveball that wouldn't quit, and a girlfriend for a joke. When you're cool, sun shines all the time. So she always kept her shades on to keep from going blind. She was cool, she was out there so far. She was nothing less or nothing more than Arizona star. She was cool, she was out there so far. She was nothing less, nothing more than Arizona star. Ah, she was cool.
That was the Arizona Star by Guy Clark. Great dobro guitar in there. Guy Clark just has a unique way of coming up with lines. Now, how do you describe a woman or a person who's just really different and odd? He said, she was a circus with three rings. There were four or five clowns and a washing machine. It's the washing machine that makes it work. The three-ring circus and four or five clowns isn't bad either. He's got a great way to turn a phrase. I love Guy Clark. Now we're going to switch completely in any kind of genre. This is Patty Larkin singing Good Things. I recently spent some time with my son Paul, and Paul is a cruise director on Celebrity Cruise Lines and also sings and collects music. And in the car, we went on a long car trip. He played a number of songs, and I grabbed a few. This is one of the ones. It's called Good Things, Angels Running by Patty Larkin. It starts off kind of slow, so give it a little time to pick up. And then it goes into sort of a haunting kind of music. Patty Larkin is from Milwaukee. She grew up, ended up in Boston, studied jazz, just did all sorts of different things with music. And really another one of those unique artists who creates her own genre. And this song is probably the best example of that. Well, I don't know all her music, but it's a good example of that.
It's a bad thing to let go. I've been around, I've been up and down, until I've been out of control. With your world all in motion, gotta put a ball and a chain on your soul. All those angels running, picking up the pieces, putting back together hearts broke long ago. I know a good thing when I see it, and it's a bad thing to let go. Charge across in a golden chariot, but you will never be home. I had dreams like distant thunder, I had hope like a prayer unheard. Well, this is nothing less than running, picking up the pieces, putting back together hearts broke long ago. I know a good thing when I see it, and it's a bad thing to let go.
That was Patty Larkin. Good Things. Angels Running. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. The show comes on every Monday night at 7 and Saturdays at 1. Unless there's some sort of conflict. And there have been a number of conflicts recently, so you may have missed a few shows. However, if you write to me or email me, I can let you know how to hear past shows. My email address is HBAYA, that's my last name, Baya, BAYA, HBAYA at EHC.edu, Emory Henry College, EHC.edu. And I'd love to hear from you. Fan mail, send me fan mail. We're gonna bounce on now to something from 1973. This is a classic, it's by Seals and Croft, and it's called Diamond Girl. And I think it's one of the ones I got off my son's music when he was playing in the car. So I got a kick out of it and hadn't heard it in a long time and remembered it and liked it a lot. I'm going to share it with you now.
Mm-hmm. like a shining star. How could I shine without you? And it's about you that I am. Whoa, 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 whoa. Never find another one like you. Part of me is deep down inside you. Can't you feel the whole world is turning? We are real and we are burning.
Diamond Girl by Seals and Croft. I think I got that from my son Paul, but I'm not sure. The next one I know I got from him, because I'd never even heard of this artist before Paul brought her to my attention. I think it's actually a group. The write-up I have says London Frau Frau Group. Well, Frau Frau may mean something to you. It doesn't mean a lot to me. Manipulated electronic sounds and voice. The woman, Imogene Heap, is classically trained, and she learned how to make up, how to do sort of artificial music with an Atari when she was young. This song is called Bad Body Double, and I've heard it a few times now, and I think basically it's sort of discussing her alternate self, her bad self. In other words, we all have a light side and a dark side, and our dark side does things that we're not proud of, and our light side does really good things. So, body double, she's looking in the mirror and she's seeing someone who is her body double. Well, hey, when you look in the mirror, we all know who you see. So, anyway, this is called Body Double. It's by a group called Imogene Heap. And there's a lot of manipulated sounds going on here. But still, there's a story too. So, listen for the story.
She pops into the bathroom just after a shower, and she plays with my makeup and creams. Keeps trying to look like me and goes through the motions, posing this way and that, holding it in if it makes you feel better, and knock yourself out. I say hi there to my bad body double. Is this my bad body double trouble? Oh no, my bad body double. I've got bad body double trouble. Oh, she's trouble. She's trouble. She's trouble. She's trouble. It feels so good to be back on my own self again. Can get quite confusing. We look face similar except she's got some greys and a little extra weight on the sides and dimply thighs. I hear that stuff's a bitch to get rid of.
No, no, not now.
We're having quite an intimate personal moment.
Not now.
Could you maybe come at a slightly less awful time? Got someone quite nice here with me. Can't we just be left alone? I guess that's a no then, seeing as you're still here. Seeing as you're still here. Yeah. It's not me, no. It's my bad body double. I've got bad body double trouble. Oh no. My bad body double. I've got bad body double trouble. Bad body double. I've got bad body double trouble. Oh dear, my bad body double. My bad, bad body double trouble. Oh, she's trouble. She's trouble. She's trouble.
Body double by Imogene Heap with a strong rhythm. I like that a lot. You know, one thing I enjoy doing on this show is change of pace or change ups. Throw something in that's just completely different. Well, that was completely different. And now we're going to go something even more different from that than it was from the other stuff. This is a song whose name I don't know. The artist is Christy Moore. I know him well. I'll play another song by him later. He's from Ireland, Planxty, Ireland, born in 1945. And this song is a protest song. And I picked it up somewhere and decided to record it. It's a powerful protest song. And I think you're going to find it makes some statements about what we should be doing and who we are. And so here's Christy Moore. And if you know the name of the song, let me know. I'll find it eventually. But right now, all I know is it's a song I like.
Bulletproof glass, machine guns and spies. And they tell us to suffer the tear gas and torture that we're in the wrong. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show tears for fears in the morning. No time for goodbye, no time to ask why. And the sound of the sirens, the cry of the morning. They suffered the torture, they rotted themselves when crazy wrote letters and died. The limits of pain they endured, but the loneliness got them instead. The courts gave them justice, as justice is given by a well-mannered house. Sometimes they fought for the will to survive, more times they wished they were dead. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show tears or fears in the morning. No time for goodbye and no time to ask why. And the sound of the sirens, the cry of the morn. They took away Sacco, Vanzetti, Bobby Seale, the Black Panthers as well. They came for Patsy O'Hara, Francis Hughes, and his friends. In Boston, Chicago, Saigon, San Diego, the Buckside, and Belfast. And places that never make headlines, the list never ends. And no time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show tears if for fears in the morning. No time for goodbye and no time to ask why. And the sound of the sirens, the cry of the morning. The trade union leaders, the writers, the fighters, with the rebels and all. And the women who fought with the scabs at the factory gates. Some of them the daughters of unnumbered heroes who paid with their lives. And the people whose class or creed or belief was their only mistake. And no time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show tears if for fears in the morning. No time for goodbye and no time to ask why. And the sound of the sirens, the cry of the morn.
Well, what do you think? A little bit of crowd enthusiasm there? That was Christy Moore singing A Song Whose Name I Seek. And I will find the name of that song. But that's just a powerful statement, and I hope you enjoyed it. We're moving on now to something a little lighter. This is the song Summer Wind, made popular by Frank Sinatra. This is sung by Michael Bublé, current singer, big hit star. Has a voice a little bit like Frank Sinatra, but his own style. And the instrumental background is far more modern than Frank Sinatra's. Here's Michael Bublé.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. Still the days, those lonely days go on and on. But guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind.
That was The Summer Wind by Michael Bublé. And now we're going back to our country roots. This is Dolly Parton. Not a song I'm familiar with. I just heard it on a radio recently and kind of liked it. It's very minor, modal. She really just rides that minor chord. It's called Only Dreaming, and it's by... It's sung by Dolly Parton, and it's kind of hard to miss her voice. She has an utterly unique voice, and so you kind of pick it up right away.
I know I'm only dreaming, that we shared in days gone by, and I'll remember and I'll treasure every kiss and your kind eyes, and I will dream. And I recall each thing you told me, hear your voice as I did when. Yes, I know I'm only dreaming, but I'll dream and I'll.
Dolly Parton, Only Dreaming. And there's a song to take you somewhere. Yes, I know I'm only dreaming. How much of our life is only dreaming? We don't really know. Well, it's been fun. We're ending the show now. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And Wombats is my chance to share with you my favorite songs and things I found. I found a bunch this week, by the way, so next week will be fun. And most of the songs on today's show were ones I found in the last couple of weeks. So I'm constantly looking for new things to put in. and things that excite me and I think just give me a big thrill. And I hope that some of them reach you. So you're my target, and thanks. Let me know if you're out there listening and want to say anything or have any suggestions. Feedback is always welcome. This is your host, Harry Baya, wishing you my weekly goodwill greeting, which is, may you continue to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.